Hello and welcome to Industrial Heating's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute, a bi-monthly podcast sponsored by Solar Manufacturing and Solar Atmospheres, members of the Solar Atmosphere group of companies. Learn more about vacuum heat treatments and Solar Atmospheres companies by visiting www.solarmfg.com or www.solaratm.com.
Hello, my name is Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing, a member of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies. I welcome you to this new industrial heating podcast called Vacuum Heat Treat Minutes. Thanks for tuning in today. In this ongoing podcast series, we will be exploring pertinent topics which will be of interest to many in the business of heat treating. With me today is William Jones, the founder and CEO of the Solar Atmospheres companies. Bill is well known in our industry as a successful entrepreneur, a pioneer in vacuum heat treat processing, and a leading innovator and developer of vacuum furnace technology. Bill, with over 40 years of experience in vacuum heat treating and furnace development, and an ASM fellow, I don't know anyone who is as uniquely qualified to speak to the issues we will discuss in this series. So let's get started with today's topic, the advantages of processing titanium in vacuum furnaces. I believe our listeners will benefit from our brief discussion. Bill, what is of primary importance in processing titanium in vacuum compared to an argon atmosphere?
Thank you, Jim. Vacuum is a very pure atmosphere compared to something like, say, an argon atmosphere, which requires a lot of purges in a retort. So since the vacuum level in processing in high vacuum is of the order of 100 times higher purity than argon, we can process parts that we consider to be near to almost near free of oxide case, which we refer to alpha case. That is probably the primary reason for processing in vacuum.
Vacuum furnaces use forced inert gas quenching to cool titanium as opposed to water quenching. What is the advantage of inert gas quenching?
Inert gas quenching, particularly when you have to cool rapidly for the alloys like titanium 6-4, we can't develop the full properties of that particular alloy in gas, argon quenching, as compared to water. But for many of the titanium alloys, very rapid quenching in order to attain the metallurgical properties is not an essential. So processing away from water is the major advantage in processing titanium for metallurgical properties.
Is there another advantage to processing titanium in vacuum compared to an argon atmosphere?
Yes, either processing in vacuum or, I suppose, in argon, if you wanted to do it that way, the problem of fixturing large parts. Many processors, heat-treating people within the plants and or commercial, have heat-treated using nickel-based alloy materials, which are difficult to hold the part absolutely straight and to prevent warping. These are for large sections, and we often will use graphite in order to do that. Now, it is true we have to be careful about carbon, keeping it from non-contact, but otherwise that is not a problem. We're able to use separators that will prevent that. The other issue is with small parts, like medical parts and parts that go into electronic instrumentation, where they're not necessary to fixture, but being able to process them in a good hard vacuum and keeping any discoloration or alpha case pickup is extremely important.
Thanks, Bill. Well, I hope this brief overview of the advantages of processing titanium in vacuum was helpful. A vacuum furnace can be an important and essential tool for any heat treater striving to provide high-quality, value-added processing to their operation. Today we learned, first, that processing titanium in a vacuum furnace produces oxide-free and alpha case-free results, saving machining costs and time. Secondly, inert gas quenching is more uniform and virtually eliminates part distortion. Thirdly, fixturing parts properly in a vacuum furnace with graphite allows heat treaters to maintain the part shape and avoid movement. We are glad you joined us today for this edition of Vacuum Heat Treat Minutes. Please watch for our next podcast in this series coming soon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Industrial Heating's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute, sponsored by Solar Atmospheres and Solar Manufacturing, members of the Solar Atmosphere Group of Companies. Find this and other industrial heating podcasts at www.industrialheating.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.